All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Brooklyn Meston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's craziness with a dose of wisdom and a whole lot of chill. Today, we're diving into something super relevant: how to build a healthy relationship with technology. I mean, come on, who hasn't felt that pang of anxiety when their phone battery is at 1%? Or spend an hour scrolling through social media before realizing time just disappeared? Technology is incredible. It connects us, informs us, and entertains us like never before. But let's be real, it can also become a major distraction, a source of stress, and even a little bit addictive. So how do we find that sweet spot harnessing the power of tech without letting it control us? Here are 5 Stoic-inspired tips to help you cultivate a healthier relationship with your devices. 1. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, scrolling through your feed without even processing what you're seeing? That's when mindfulness comes in. Before you reach for your phone, take a moment to pause and ask yourself, do I truly need this right now? Or what am I hoping to get out of this? This simple act of awareness can help you make more conscious choices about your technology usage. 2. Designate tech-free zones. Remember those blissful days before smartphones? Think back to a time when you could actually enjoy a meal without constantly checking notifications. Creating tech-free zones in your life, like during meals, conversations with loved ones, or even just an hour before bed, can help you reclaim your focus and foster deeper connections. 3. Schedule your screen time. Just like any other important appointment, block out specific times for checking emails, social media, or browsing the web. This helps prevent mindless scrolling from taking over your day. Think of it as giving your phone a schedule, just don't let it become your boss. 4. Embrace the power of no. You're not obligated to respond to every notification or text message instantly. Remember, your time and attention are valuable. Learning to say no to technology's constant demands can free up space for more meaningful activities and experiences. 5. Find joy in the offline world. Technology is amazing, but it shouldn't replace real-life experiences. Make a conscious effort to engage in activities that don't involve screens. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with friends and family. Rediscovering the joy of offline life can help you build a more balanced relationship with technology overall. Let me give you a quick example. Picture this: you're at dinner with your partner, trying to have a meaningful conversation. But every few minutes, one of you gets pulled away by a notification on their phone. This happens again and again, turning what should be a relaxing evening into a frustrating experience. That's where the designate tech-free zones tip comes in handy. Imagine if instead, you both put your phones aside at the start of dinner and focus solely on each other. You'd have deeper conversations, truly listen to one another, and create more genuine connection. Remember, technology can be a fantastic tool when used intentionally. By applying these Stoic principles, you can regain control over your digital life, reduce stress, and create space for more joy and fulfillment in the real world. So, what are you waiting for? Put those phones down for a few minutes, I know. Take a deep breath and rediscover the power of being present. Let me know in the comments how these tips resonate with you. Share your experiences, struggles, or even your own strategies for cultivating a healthy relationship with technology. Until next time, stay stoic, stay empowered, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.